Lord, we've come before you again this evening, and we're praying that you will teach us tonight the great truths of God.
主啊，我们今天再一次聚集，求您，我们祷告，求您教导我们。
We get excited about the truths of the Bible that we know and understand, but we realize that there are some things that are not as clear as they should be.
主啊，我们知道，那神的话语对我们是珍贵，但是我们知道有一些的真理并不是对我们如此的清楚。
And in particular, Lord, we need to know what is going to happen in the future. Prophecy is an important subject, but we don't always understand it.
是吧，因为我们知道预言未来的事对我们很重要，但是很多时候我们并不是很清楚地知道这些真理到底是什么。
Lord, we're looking forward to spending an eternity with our blessed Savior in heaven.
我们要向前看，盼望在永恒里与我们的救主一同同住。
But Lord, we believe there's much more truth that you could teach us, and so we want to know about the future so that we might live lives more holy and more godly today.
主啊，也求您教导我们未来要发生的事，使我们今天能够过更加敬虔和圣洁的生活。
So we commit this time, this evening and this morning to you in order for you to teach us what we need to know.
主啊，我们就把这样的时间，中国的白上午和这边的晚上，一同交在您的手中。
And we ask these things in Jesus' name.
这样的感恩奉主耶稣的名， Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Now, in these studies that we are beginning last week, we started a new series of messages on the coming of the Lord, the second coming of the Lord.
那我们从上一周开始呢，我们开始了一个新的系列，就是主第二次再来。
Now, just a little introduction tonight. I'm going to ask, and as we have been going on, we've had to look up many scriptures, because in these studies, we refer to the Bible alone as our authority.
那我们过去的查考圣经的过程呢，都是回到圣经本身，做我们唯一的权柄的源头啊。
And if it is our authority, we want to look at the scriptures themselves. So it's necessary for us as we go along to look up these many references.
所以我们需要回去看有许多的我们能够找到的引用的经文啊，能够来证明我们所看的是出于神。
Now, as we proceed to get the most profit from these studies, you ought to look up for those passages for yourself.
那为了我们能够得着最大的从圣经来的益处呢，我们也需要跟大家一起啊，建议大家一起跟我们把那些经文一段一段查。
Or you can write down those Bible references as we go along so that you can review and study them later.
那或者呢，大家可以把它在这个过程中呢记笔记，把它记下来，这样呢大家可以回顾之后这一段经文讲到这个观点是这一段经文来支持的。
And if you have any questions, please give them to Halong.
如果大家有什么问题呢，可以把问题呢转给我。
Last week, we started, as I mentioned, we started a new series on the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们前面讲到，从上一周呢，我们起的这个新的系列叫主的第二次再来。
And we saw that there were the Old Testament prophets, they saw the first coming and the second coming of the Lord merged as one event.
我们知道在旧约呢， 旧约的先知把第一次、第二次主来呢，把它放在了一个事件里。
That is called prophetic perspective.
这个叫做呢先知的视角啊，先知看问看这件事的角度。
And we had a little drawing up on the screen, shared screen, but it was of a prophet who looked in the distance and he saw both a suffering Messiah and a conquering Messiah.
那我们上一次分享了一张手画的图，那图上呢，我们可以看见先知往未来看，看见的是两个是在一起的，哪两个呢？一个受难的弥赛亚和一个征服得胜的弥赛亚是合在一起的。
And as you read the Old Testament prophecies, you'll see that those two comings were often merged together without any indication that there was an interval in between.
所以如果你查考旧约圣经，你会发现这两次的再来呢，总是放在一起啊，它没有任何的记号让我们知道它中间隔了很多的时间。
And so the Old Testament prophets, they were confused as to the first and second coming of the Lord Jesus, the Messiah.
旧约的先知们，他们在第一和第二次主再来这件事情上，他们是非常糊涂的。
Now his first coming, of course, was when he came to Bethlehem as a babe. And, yeah.
我们都知道呢，他第一次来是来伯利恒啊，一个婴孩的样式来。
And he fulfilled many of the Old Testament prophecies concerning where he would be born and many other prophecies during his ministry on earth.
那他也因此完成了许多的预言，就是他会如何出生，以及呢他在整个服事过程中要发生的事啊，旧约的预言都在他身上应验了。
And there were many prophecies concerning the fact that he would suffer and that he would die.
那也有很多的预言呢，讲到他要遇难啊，那他要死。
And so the Old Testament prophets, they were confused as to the first and second coming of the Lord.
所以旧约的先知呢，他们在第一和第二次主再来上，他没有办法去把它分出来。
And we remember we looked at a number of scriptures that in the Old Testament that had the two comings together side by side.
我们上一周查考了这些经文，就是把两次的经文呢，再来的经文呢，都是前后都是完全在一起的啊，你前面一点，后面一点，就是在并肩的。
Now we have a different perspective.
那我们现在是有完全不同的视角。
We see that there was the first coming, and he was rejected and died, but that he is coming again. But this interval is the interval which is unknown to the Old Testament prophets, which is called the Day of Grace.
那我们现在知道了，就他会第一次来，然后第二次再来做王啊，是征服的主。那中间两次中间会有一段很长的时间啊，那这段时间在旧约呢是隐藏的奥秘，我们现在知道呢，它叫恩典时期。
But that there is a future for Israel is evident from the scriptures that we looked at.
那我们也知道。在未来以色列呢是有一个证据啊，神是给他们一个预言给以色列全家的。
And we base that conclusion on the fact that all the Old Testament prophecies concerning his first coming to the earth were fulfilled literally.
那我们从上一次的查考知道，旧约指向耶稣第一次来的所有预言呢都是按字面意思那样应验的。
So as we approach the study of the second coming of the Lord and future things, that's the very first principle that we must keep in mind.
所以这就变成了我们如果要去看主第二次再来这个预言呢，我们就要把握这 最重要的第一条原则就还是按照字面去解释。
If all the Old Testament prophecies concerning his first coming were fulfilled literally, we should expect to be consistent that all the prophecies concerning his second coming will be fulfilled literally as well.
那就意味着呢，如果旧约指向耶稣第一次来，所有预言都是在耶稣第一次来身上，按照旧约字面的预言这样应验了，那就说明他第二次来也会是同样的。
There's been much confusion, in the church because of spiritualizing the second coming of the Lord.
我们为什么要把这个原则讲出来呢？因为今天有很多的，关乎未来预言的解经方式呢，过于把主第二次再来呢，灵异化了。
Now tonight we'd like to look at a second principle.
那今晚呢我们要看第二个解的原则。
Turn with me, if you will, to 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15.
好，我们一起来看托太后二章的十五节。新约提摩太后书二章。
This is Paul's last letter writing to Timothy with advice.
这是保罗对提摩太最后的话啊，给到提摩太的一些建议。
He says in verse 15, Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
你当竭力在神面前得蒙喜悦，做无愧的工人，按着正义分解真理的道。
So this is a second principle in interpreting scripture, the especially prophetic scripture.
这是第二个原则来解神的道，尤其是关乎未来的预言的真理。
And it's also essential in understanding all the scriptures.
当然这也是一个很重要的原则来解所有的神的话，解圣经的原则。
Now we need to rightly divide the word of truth.
那就是按着正义啊，分解神的道。
That is, who were the writers writing to?
那就是呢，这个作者他是写给谁的？
And what time does it refer to?
它指向什么时候？
For example, there are, when we consider all of humanity, before God, there are only two categories, the saved and the lost.
那我们来到神面前呢，我们看见神总是把人区分成两类啊，信的和失丧的，得救的和失丧的。
That's a very simple one. I think we all understand.
那这是一个很简单的分类啊，我们都能明白。
So when God is talking to the unsaved, that message is not for the believer and vice versa.
所以当神这个话给到不信的人呢，那这个话呢就不是给到信的人，反过来也是一样。
But when we come to the subject of prophecy, that is God's governing in the world.
那放到预言的真理上呢，也是啊，这是神来统治全地的。
And so in the subject of prophecy, there are three classes of people.
所以在预言里呢，预言的真理里呢，有三种的人。
And they must be distinguished, they kept separate.
那就是我们要把它们区分出来，要一类一类把它区别出来。
Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 32.
我们看一下哥林多前书十章的三十二节。
Paul here details the three groups or classes or categories of people that are living in the world today.
保罗在这里呢，就把今天地上 活着的人呢，分成了这三类。
Give no offense, he says, either to the Jews or the Greeks or to the Church of God.
那就是不拘，也就是不论是犹太人，是希腊人，是神的教会。
Now, when he refers to the Greeks, he is referring there to that's synonymous with the Gentiles.
那当他讲到犹太人呢，他就是针对外邦人来说的啊。所以这哥林多前书十章三十二节啊。
So you have the Jew and the Gentile, and from the Jew and Gentile, God is calling individuals to the church of God.
所以希腊人呢，也就是外邦人啊，所以我们有犹太人，有外邦人。那第三个呢，神的教会呢，就是从犹太人里，也是从外邦人里，神呼召分别出来的属神的一群基督徒，就成了神的教会。
This is the second great principle we must keep in mind to distinguish between these three categories of people when we're looking at prophecy.
所以这是第二个很重要的原则，就是我们得从要讲的这个真理里啊，要知道它是指向这三种人的哪一种的啊，犹太人、外邦人还是对着教会讲的。
Again, if you turn to Acts chapter 15, you'll see these three categories mentioned in Acts chapter 15 and starting to read in verse 14.
同样的，在使徒行传的十五章的十四节啊，他也讲到了这几类啊。
This is at the Council of Jerusalem when the apostles were considering the event of that the Gentiles too had received the Holy Spirit the same as they had.
那这个是在一个会议，耶路撒冷的会议呢，在讲外邦人也像犹太人那样接受圣灵了。
And they had been included with the Jew into the church.
那他们和犹太人一起呢，被神建立在教会里啊，都包括在教会里，外邦人。
And in verse 14, we read,Simon has declared how God at the first visited the Gentiles to take out of them a people for his name.
使徒行传十五章十四节，方才西门述说神当初怎样眷顾外邦人，从他们中间选取百姓归于自己的名下。
That is, on the day of Pentecost, the Jews were all baptized in the Holy Spirit.And then in the house of Cornelius, they saw the same phenomena there when the Gentiles believed they were also included in the church.
这里就讲到呢，在五旬节的时候，犹太人圣灵降下，把他们受洗呢，归于教会。那同样呢，在哥尼流外邦第一个得救的外邦人呢，他的家里呢，圣灵也同样的降下。使得外邦人也一样能进到神的教会。
So in verse 14, we see the church. In verse 15, we see the Jew.
所以在14节我们看见了教会，在15节我们也看见了犹太人。
And he's quoting the prophet Amos here, who looks forward to the time when Israel is going to be restored to their land.
因为他使用了先知阿摩斯的话，说到就未来的时候呢，神会把犹太人呢重新建立归回。
And with this, the words of the prophets agree, just as it is written, After this, I will return and rebuild the tabernacle of David, which has fallen down. I will rebuild its ruins, and I will set it up.
十六节，正如经上所写的，从此后，我要回来重新修造大卫倒塌的帐幕，把那破坏的重新修造建立起来。
So first the Church of God is mentioned, then the Jews' hope is going to be restored after this time, after this period.
首先呢，神的教会建立，其次十五十六节呢，神要使得犹太人的盼望啊重新恢复。的盼望呢，在这里被提到。
And it was always God's plan that the Gentiles would be blessed through Israel, the Gentile nations, not individuals, because their individuals are in the church today, but the Gentile nations would be blessed when Israel is restored.
那同样的外邦人，这讲的外邦人十七节呢，是指的外邦的国度啊，因为外邦的个人呢，是今天和犹太的个人一样，都是要一个一个被召进到教会里去。那在末后呢，外邦的国度呢，是需要通过以色列的这个国家来蒙神的祝福的。
And so, after that Israel is restored, he says in verse 17, so the rest of mankind may seek the Lord, even all the Gentiles who are called by my name, says the Lord who does these things.
十七节叫余剩的人，就是凡称为我名下的外邦人都寻求主。这话是从创世以来显明这事的主说的。
Now again, the Jew and the Gentile and the church of God are distinguished by the rite of circumcision. If you turn with me to Ephesians chapter 2.
那同样呢，我们知道，在这里哈，这期很清楚地讲到了，教会犹太人和外邦人，神指向他们所说不同的预言。那同时呢，他们也会跟着这割礼啊，也会有区别。以弗所书二章，Ephesians 2, right?
Ephesians chapter 2, yes, verse 11.
二章的十一节，以弗所书二章十一节。
He's writing to the Ephesians, which was a Gentile church.
所以他这本书是，这卷书是写给以弗所教会，是一个外邦教会。
And he says, therefore, remember that you, once Gentiles in the flesh, they were now in the church, of course, but they were once Gentiles in the flesh, who are called uncircumcision.
十一节，所以你们应当纪念，你们从前是按肉体是外邦人啊，因为他们不是犹太人啊，是称为没受割礼的。
And then he continues in with the rest of the verse. By what is called the circumcision made in the flesh by hands, that is, the Jews were given that sign of circumcision of the covenant that God made to their father Abraham.
这一节的背后半段呢，证明原是那些凭人手在肉身上称为受割礼之人所起的，啊，这就是指向犹太人，他们是因肉身的割礼显明与神立约的记号。
So the Jews are called the circumcised, the Gentiles are called the uncircumcised, and the church is called the circumcision made without hands, circumcised heart, because we have been born again by the Spirit of God.
所以在这呢，我们会看见呢，又是三种，就是肉身没有受割礼的外邦人，肉身受了割礼的犹太人，以及教会是没有按人手所受割礼的。是他在心里受了割礼的一群从犹太人从外邦人里面出来的一群人。
There we see that in Colossians chapter 2 verse 11.
那就是在哥罗西书的二章十一节啊。新约哥罗西书二章十一节。
Colossians chapter 2 verse 11. In him, that is in Christ, you, Colossians, youThey were Gentile believers, but he says, you also were circumcised with the circumcision made without hands by putting off the body of the sins of the flesh by the circumcision of Christ.
那这就在讲教会了，哥罗西书二章十一节，你们在他里面，也就是教会在他里面也受了不是人手所行的割礼，乃是基督使你们脱去肉体情欲的割礼。
Now it's important to keep these three classes in mind when we study prophecy, the second coming of the Lord.
这一点非常重要，当我们学习预言，学习主第二次再来的真理的时候呢，我们要把这三群人呢，明确地区分开来。
Before originally there was only one class of people.
因为最早呢，其实只有一群的人。
Divided into nations.
这群的人呢，开始分成
They were all the sons of Noah.
因为他们全都是挪亚的后代。
But then, after the flood, after 10 generations, the whole world had fallen into idolatry.
那在洪水之后啊，时代之后呢，整个地呢都又陷到了偶像里。
And we understand how that came about.Because Paul tells us how the world was degraded from the knowledge of God to worship idolatry, idols, worship idols.
那我们知道呢，保罗告诉我们这全地是怎样，堕落啊，从神的知识里堕落成为偶像，拜偶像。
If you turn to Romans chapter 1, we see how the nations...began to fall away from God and ended up worshiping worthless idols.
那我们看罗马书的一章，我们就能看见这列国啊是怎样从神的真理里开始堕落，就堕落成为今天拜偶像的样子。
So he says in verse 18, For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men,who suppress the truth in unrighteousness.
罗马书一章十八节，原来神的愤怒从天上显明在一切不虔不义的人身上，就是那些行不义、阻挡真理的人。
So at the very first step of the fall of the Gentile nations was that they suppressed or held down the truth.
那首先呢，他们做的就是他阻挡啊，他抵挡神的真理。
And then in verse 21, we read, because although they knew God, they did not glorify him as God.
21节，因为他们虽然知道神，却不当作神荣耀他。
Now there are only two times in all of history.When all the nations knew God.
所以只有两次啊，在历史上呢，所有的列国都知道神的。
That was when Adam and Eve were expelled from the garden.
第一呢，就是当亚当夏娃被伊甸从伊甸园里赶出去的时候。
And then when Noah and his sons, his wife and daughters-in-law came from out of the ark.
第二次就是挪亚一家从方舟出来的时候。
They all knew God.
他们那时候全部地上的人都是知道神的。
But they did not glorify him as gods. Slowly, mankind began to look at their own glory. And we see the example of that in the building of the Tower of Babel.
那但他们却不以神为神来荣耀他。慢慢的人开始荣耀自己，那就是巴别塔的建立了。
And they weren't thankful.
他们也不感恩。
And then in verse 21, we finish that verse. It says, But they became futile in their thoughts, and their foolish hearts were darkened.
21节后半段，他们的思念就变为虚妄，无知的心就昏暗了。
So you see the descent of the human race into spiritual darkness away from God.
你会看见人类是怎样开始堕落啊，变得进到黑暗里，进到罪里。
And then in verse 22, we read, professing to be wise, they became fools. And 23 says they changed the glory of the incorruptible God into an image made like corruptible man to birds and four-footed animals and creeping things.
22节他们自称为聪明，反成了愚拙，将不能朽坏之神的荣耀变成偶像，仿佛必朽坏的人和飞禽、走兽、昆虫的样式。
And so wherever mankind has been, there one thing is universal: it's their worship of idols.
只要有人的地方，你会看见全地都有一个特点，就是拜偶像。
that is as far as the nations were concerned. As far as individuals concerned, they're all, God always left himself with a witness in the world. Consider Job, consider Melchizedek, and probably many others, individuals.
那这里我们是讲到整个人的整体啊，也就是国家的角度，列国的角度。但是一个时代呢，任何一个时代都会有个别属神的人哈、啊，神是拣选他作为神的见证。比方说呢，早的麦基洗德，比方说呢约伯啊，这都是一个时代一个时代敬虔的样子。
But in the plan of God, instead of destroying the nations, he chooses one man, Abraham.
那神呢不是像我们想的那样要毁掉全地的列国，相反呢他却拣选了一个人叫亚伯拉罕。
Yeah, turn to Joshua, the book of Joshua, chapter 24 and verse 2.
我们看一下约书亚记的24章第二节。约书亚记旧约24章二节。
Your fathers, including Terah, the father of Abraham and the father of Nahor, dwelt on the other side of the river, that is the river Euphrates, in old times, and they served other gods.
约书亚对众民说，耶和华以色列的神如此说，古时你们的列祖，就是亚伯拉罕和拿赫的父亲他拉，住在大河那边侍奉别神。
So even Abraham was born into idolatry. His whole family was worshippers of idols.
即使亚伯拉罕和他的家族都是生在拜偶像里。
But God called Abraham and Abraham obeyed.
但是神呼召了亚伯拉罕，亚伯拉罕也顺服了这呼召。
Now notice what he says in Genesis chapter 12.
注意他是怎么讲的呢？创世纪的十二章。
And verse 1.
一节。
Now the Lord had said to Abraham, or Abram at the time, get out of your country, from your family and from your father's house, to a land that I will show you, I will make you a great nation.
创世纪十二章一节，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。我必要叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你。”
So this is the origin of Israel of the Jew.
这是以色列的起源呢。
From the idolatrous nations, God calls one man and makes of him a nation, a new nation.
那从一个人，神呢，把他从一个完全堕落败坏拜偶像的列国里呢分别出来，让他成为一个独立的一个新的国家。
Now turn to First Kings.At chapter 8.
来看列王记上八章。
First Kings chapter 8 and verse 53.
列王记上的八章的五十三节。
And this is Solomon, at the dedication, his great prayer before the dedication of the temple.
那这是所罗门啊，在圣殿建成时候做了一个著名的祷告。
And he's reviewing the history of Israel.
他呢在这个祷告里回顾了以色列的历史。
And in his prayer he says, verse 53, For you separated them, that is the nation of Israel, from among all the peoples of the earth to be your inheritance, as you spoke by your servant Moses when you brought our fathers out of Egypt, O Lord God.
列王记上八章五十三节，主耶和华，你将他们从地上的万民中分别出来，做你的产业，是照你领我们列祖出埃及的时候， 借你仆人摩西所应许的话。
Now turn back to Exodus chapter 19 and verse 5.
我们再往前翻，翻到出埃及记19章的五节。
At the time that the Lord was bringing that nation out of Egypt, he said this to them. Verse 5.
这是在神把这个国家的人呢从埃及带出来的时候说的这个话，也就是出埃及记的19章第五节。
He says, now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine.
如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的。
So they would be a nation, that would be separated to God. It would be they would be a special treasure to the Lord. And they also would be a witness to the Gentile nations around them.
那这是一个以色列的起源，也就是他们是一个国家，从列国中分出来，从拜偶像的众人中分出来，特别归给神的一群人，他们也是神在地上做见证的一群人。
Now, after the choice of Israel, we only read of the Gentiles in the Old Testament in their connection to Israel in various ways.
那我们也从旧约看见呢，外邦人啊，有各种各样和以色列人联系啊，这样的一个记载。
Now, when Israel itself descended into idolatry, and after warning of judgment, God finally carried them away into captivity.
那即便如此，以色列人自己依然最终还是堕入拜偶像的地步，以至于神要使得他们被掳啊。
And he took them back to a place called Babylon, the very birthplace of idolatry.
那他把以色列人从巴比伦呢再救出来，巴比伦也就是偶像之源头啊。
And the Jews have been held captive in a way by ever since to the Gentiles.
从此之后呢，也就是巴比伦之后呢，犹太人就一直是在外邦人的奴役之下。
Now, go to Luke chapter 21 and verse 24.
路加的21章24节，路加福音。
We're going to read here an important verse that we'll be referring to over a number of times in our.
这是一节很重要的经文，我们之后呢会常常回到再引用这节经文。路加福音21章24节。
Here Luke is recording a section of the sermon, the Olivet Discourse, but it is not recorded in any other. In either Mark or Matthew.
那路加在这一段的记载呢，在马太或者马可里呢都没有提到啊，这是主的一段关乎末世的一个讲话，他的路加的记载的部分。
Here he's predicting the destruction of Jerusalem that took place in 70 AD, one generation after the nation crucified the Lord.
那他这里讲到的预言是在公元70年，犹太人要被罗马人灭，整个耶路撒冷被灭的这么一个历史事件啊。当时那是时间是在耶稣被钉死之后一代人之后。
Notice this, and they will fall by the edge of the sword and be led away captive into all nations.And Jerusalem will be trampled by Gentiles until the times of the Gentiles are fulfilled.
那这里就有个预言了，24节，他们要倒在刀下，又被掳到各国去，耶路撒冷要被外邦人践踏，直到外邦人的日期满了。
Now the times of the Gentiles are still today.
那外邦人的日期指着什么呢？到今天还是。
Even though Israel is a sovereign nation, Jerusalem is still trampled down by the Gentiles.
就算今天以色列是一个独立主权的国家，但是呢，耶路撒冷依然还并不全在以色列人手里。
Their most holy site, the Temple Mount, there the Jew, which is the center of the worship of the Jew, where the Lord is going to return, they're not even allowed to pray there because the Muslims control the Temple Mount.
那更重要的一个地方，也就是圣殿山，以及圣殿山上这个建圣殿这个位置这块地方呢，也就是主未来再回来的时候要来的这个地方，到现在以色列人都不能在那祷告，因为那块地方属于穆斯林。
So the times of the Gentiles, they began when the children of Judah were taken captive into Babylon, and it will continue until Christ comes in power and glory to restore the nation to Israel.
外邦人的日期呢，从以色列人被巴比伦掳走开始，会一直延续到最后主带着荣耀和全能回来，第二次再来做王的时候。
Now the course of the times of the Gentiles are given in Daniel chapters 2 and chapter 7, and we will be looking in detail at those prophecies in a future message.
所以但以理书的二章和七章呢，会讲到非常清楚的外邦人的这个国度啊，它的一个历史啊，我们会在之后的分享里呢，会细细的把这些都解出来。但以理书七二章和七章。
So we've been just looking at the Jew and how the nation is been taken out from among the nations, a special people to the Lord.
所以我们刚刚看的就是犹太人，是神是怎么，犹太人的来历是什么，神是怎么把他们从万国中分别出来，成立的一群特别的人。
Now generally speaking, Bible students don't confuse the Gentiles with either Israel or the church. That's not been a problem.
那常常呢，圣经的学者或者查考圣经的时候呢，我们不太会把外邦人呢和这两个混起来啊，也就外邦人跟犹太人，外邦人跟教会呢，这个不太会混起来。
So the rest of our time today is going to we're going to confine ourselves with the great distinction between Israel and the church.
所以今天剩下的时间呢，我们最主要要解决的一个重点就是要区别出以色列人和教会这两个概念，这两个概念容易混淆。
And unless we see that these two groups are separate and distinct, it will seriously affect our interpretation of the Bible, especially in the areas of church truth and Bible prophecy.
这个如此重要呢，除非我们能清楚地区分犹太人和教会。否则呢，我们很可能，尤其在末世的预言里，这个真理上啊，我们会非常的混乱啊，就是我们搞不清楚到底哪些是对着犹太人讲的，哪些是对着教会讲的。
Now the reason that this subject is very important is because that some people teach that the church is merely an extension or an outgrowth of Israel.
那当中使得事情更复杂是，甚至有一类的教导呢，说教会就是以色列的犹太人的延续，拓展啊，就这么样的一个概念。
They say that God has always had a church down through the century, and Israel was the church in the Old Testament, but when that people rejected the Messiah, the earthly Israel, then God rejected them forever.
所以在这种观点里呢，神在几千年里啊，从有人以来就一直在地上有教会，那旧约的教会就是以色列人，所以以色列人拒绝了神，神就弃绝了，永永远远弃绝了以色列人，所以今天地上新约的教会就是神的真正祝福的载体。
And they maintain that there's no future at all for Israel nationally.
所以在这种观点里呢，你就会认为在未来啊，作为一个国家，以色列呢是没有任何未来的，没有什么 主的祝福和期望在身上。
They say that, they say too that, there is, that the New Testament church, has now become the Israel of God, and all the promises made to Israel nationally have their spiritual fulfillment in the church.
所以他们认为呢，今天地上的教会就是以色列，就是延续旧约的以色列，所以所有对旧约以色列的预言都会属灵的应验在地上的教会身上，所以对以色列的历史就结束了。
Now this makes a great deal of confusion.
那这样的一个观点会使得我们有带来极大的混乱啊，混这个糊涂。
We believe that the scriptures teach otherwise.
因为我们相信圣经并不是这么教导。
That Israel and the church, they're different in their origin, they're different in their character, they're different in their responsibility, and they're different in their destiny.
所以他们以色列和教会，他们有不同的起源，不同的特点，不同的未来和终点。所以这全都是不同的。
When God, or when Israel rejected the Lord Jesus as their Messiah, God set aside the nation nationally for a time.
真正发生的事情是当以色列拒绝耶稣做王的时候，神暂时的，注意是暂时的，把以色列先放到了一边。
And then he introduced something entirely new, the church.
然后呢，他开始呢，建立了一个全新的，也就是教会。
And when God's program for the church is completed, then he's going to resume his dealings with Israel.
当神在教会身上的旨意行完的时候，教会的日期满了的时候呢，他会重新回到以色列，来重新把以色列身上的预言给完成。
The distinction between the church and Israel, we're going to look at a number of contrasts.
所以教会和以色列的这个区别啊，我们要看，做一些对比啊。
And we can, with these contrasts, we can see, as we put various things side by side, you'll see that Israel and the church are distinct.
所以我们把不同的点呢，肩并肩的放在一起来看，你就能看见这当中的区别了。
First of all, Paul speaks of the church as a mystery which in other ages was not made known to the sons of men. And that, if we look at Ephesians chapter 3 and verse 5.
保罗是怎么来看待教会的呢？他说教会是个奥秘，这个是在历史历代的圣徒里呢，隐藏的。这样的一个概念呢，保罗是在以弗所书的三章来讲出来的，三章的五节。
In Ephesians chapter 3 verse 5, he says, which in other ages, that is in the Old Testament, it was not made known to the sons of men as it has now been revealed by the Spirit to his holy apostles and prophets.
以弗所书三章五节，这奥秘在以前的世代没有叫人知道。以前的世代呢，也就是旧约的世代，像如今借着圣灵启示他的圣使徒和先知一样。
And in verse 9, we see that this truth of the church was kept secret since the world began, but that is now made manifest by the prophetic scriptures of the New Testament.
第九节，又使众人都明白这历世历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的。
And also, if you look at Romans chapter 16,
我们再看一段经文，罗马书的十六章。
I just read Romans chapter 16 and verse 25 and 26. I've already read that. Verse 26 of 25 and 26.
罗马书十六章二十五和二十六节。
I have read that scripture for you.
他已经读过了哈，刚才其实刚才他对他的英文里读的时候，他读到了这一段。 就是罗马书的最后一章的25-26节。
So the church is was something that wasn't revealed in the Old Testament, that it was a mystery revealed in the New.
旧约啊，他没有讲到教会啊，这个是在新约里隐藏的一个奥秘啊。旧约里隐藏的奥秘在新约启示出来。
Now in contrast, Israel is never spoken of as a mystery.
但相反呢，以色列从来在圣经里不会被说成一个奥秘的。
The Abraham was not a mystery. He was a real man who lived in Ur of the Chaldees and was called by God, and he lived among the nations.
那你会知道呢，亚伯拉罕不是一个秘密的人，他就生活在加勒底，然后他被神呼召出来，然后他的后裔成为一个大国，这不是什么秘密。
And the Jew is still with us today.
那犹太人今天还跟我们在一起。
Now here's another contrast. Is that
第二个对比。
The church, it says, it was conceived in the mind of God before the foundation of the world. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4.
以弗所书的一章四节啊，就是教会呢，在最初的时候，万事以先呢，其实就在神的计划和旨意里面，在神的心里面。
He said, just as he chose us in him before the foundation of the world.
以弗所书一章四节，就如神从创立世界以先在基督里拣选了我们。
That is, God had a plan of a company of believers who would become the bride of his son.
那就是神有个计划，有一群的信徒呢，会成为他儿子的新娘。
And he had that in his plan before he made one tree.
那他在甚至造这棵树之前呢，他就有了这个计划。
But the nation of Israel was chosen out of the nations after the creation.
但是以色列呢，是在创造之后啊，从诸列国中呢被选出来的。
That's another distinction.
所以这是第二个特点啊，就是以色列是在时空里的。教会呢，是神在万有以先，在永恒里就有了。
Another distinction is that the church began at Pentecost when the Holy Spirit was given.
第三个区别呢，就是教会是在五旬节圣灵降下的时候建立的。
When the church couldn't have been in the Old Testament times because the Lord Jesus in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 18 refers to the church as being yet future when he was on earth.
那马太的16章18节呢，他讲到，耶稣讲到就是教会是未来的，因为他不可能是在旧约就有的。
He says in verse 18, I will build my church. That is a future.
马太福音16章18节啊，他说我要把我的教会建造，所以这个要呢，在原文的时态里呢，是一个未来时啊。
He doesn't say I am going to keep building my church.
他没有说呢，我要持续建造我的教会，他不是这么表达的。
He says, I will, as in future.
他的表达的意思就是我未来，就是将来要建造教会。
And he only mentions this because at this particular time, it's the first mention of the church in the Bible.
而且这也是一个很特别的地方，这是圣经第一次提到教会这个词，就是在这儿。
He mentions it because he had been officially rejected by the Jews at this time. And he knew that he was now setting his face to go to Jerusalem to die on the cross.
因为在这句话之前，犹太人已经正式的拒绝了他， 成为他们的王，所以他知道他现在要定义向着耶路撒冷去啊，上十字架来完成后面的安排。
And so we know that the baptism, he was baptized the disciples, not many days. He said to remain in Jerusalem in Acts chapter 1, not many days from now you will be baptized by the Holy Spirit.
那在五旬节的时候呢，他就告诉犹太人啊，告诉门徒们要在那等啊，说不久以后啊，圣灵要降下，你们要在圣灵里受洗啊。耶稣走之前告诉门徒。
So the birth of the church took place on the day of Pentecost about 2,000 years ago.
所以从这两处呢，我们就能够证明神的教会的建立呢，就是在五旬节，差不多距今2000年。
But the nation of Israel had its birth with the call of Abraham and the birth of Isaac.
所以我们知道犹太人所有的历史呢，是亚伯拉罕蒙召，然后生下以撒之后，啊，这个是犹太人的起源。
Also, the church is called the body of Christ. Christ is the head of the church.
那还有一个分别呢，就是教会呢被称为基督的身体，基督被称为教会的头。
There's numerous scriptures that we could turn to there, but we won't for the sake of time.
那这样的一个概念呢，有很多的经文支持啊，时间原因我们就不再分享了。
But Abraham is the head of the nation of Israel.
但是旧约以色列呢，亚伯拉罕是以色列的头。
Now, how do you become a member of the church?
那你怎么成为一个教会的一员呢？
We read that it's through the second birth.
那就是你要重生了。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 23.
彼得前书一章二十三节。
First Peter chapter 1 verse 23. We read there, it says that having been born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible through the word of God, which lives and abides forever.
彼得前书一章二十三节，你们蒙了重生，不是由于能坏的种子，乃是由于不能坏的种子，是借着神活泼长存的道。
But to be born into the nation of Israel, you need to be born of the seed of Abraham.
但是你要成为犹太人，进入犹太人的国呢，你必须要是亚伯拉罕肉身的后裔的。
Another distinction between the church and Israel is that the church is God's heavenly people with a heavenly destiny.
另外一个分别呢，教会和以色列，教会是神属天的子民，有属天的呼召在身上。
Again, turn to Ephesians chapter 1.
再看以弗所书一章。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 3.
一章三节。
He says, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ.
以弗所书一章三节，愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神，他在基督里曾赐给我们天上各样属灵的福气。
And Israel was God's chosen earthly people. The blessings of Israel were primarily, they were earthly blessings.
那同样的呢，以色列是神拣选的地上的一群子民，那他们的祝福也最主要是地上的祝福，刚好跟我们相对。
So they were looking for earthly blessings, but not exclusively. Of course, they also had a heavenly hope after they died. But the blessings of Abraham were a national blessing in the land.
那当然他们每一个人死了以后也有永恒的盼望啊，但是他们在地上神给他们的应许是以及他们在地上所期望的祝福呢是属地的作为一个国度啊，地上的国度。
Another distinction regarding the Christian having being a heavenly people is that our citizenship is in heaven.
那另外一个区别就是教会啊，我们的国籍啊，相当于国籍是天上的。
Look at Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20.
腓立比书三章二十节。
He says, Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20, the first part of the verse, for our citizenship is in heaven. Whereas for the Jew, their citizenship was earthly.
但相对应的犹太人他是哪里的国民他是地上的国民。
And God had given them, many statutes and judgments, laws to govern their life in the nation of Israel.
那神呢给了他们很多的律例典章律法来给他们来管制这地上的国家。
Now the hope of the church is to be with Christ in heaven. And that last part of that verse of Philippians chapter 3, verse 20.
那还有一处呢，就是同样的一节，腓立比书三章二十节的后半段，就是教会最终的盼望啊，是到天上与主在一起。
Philippians chapter 3, verse 20 tells us our hope. Our citizenship is in heaven from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself.
那三章二十节后半段，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。所以我们的盼望是在天上的，他要按照那叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Now the primary hope that Israel had, the nation of Israel, was that they were waiting for the Messiah to come to set up an earthly kingdom.
但恰恰相对应的犹太人的最主要的盼望就是那个弥赛亚来做什么呢？来建立一个地上的国度，以以色列为首的地上的国度。
Now this doesn't deny the fact that when Israelites died, a believing Israelite died, they would go to heaven.
那这个不等于说呢，一个以色列个体的人呢，他如果信神的，他死了。他也一样去天堂啊，这个是没有问题的。
But that wasn't the emphasis of the hope that they were looking for. They were looking for the reestablishment of Israel when the Messiah came.
但这并不是他们作为神的子民最主要的盼望。他们最主要的盼望是那个弥赛亚来建立地上的国度。这个你在旧约就能读到。
Further, The hope of the church is that we will be not only with Christ, but with him in his Father's house in the heavenly Jerusalem.
相对应教会呢，我们的盼望不但是与主在一起，而且是要在天上啊，主的家啊，父给主预备的地方啊，在那里我们要跟他在一起。
We're going to be as citizens of that glorious eternal city in heaven.
那我们是在天堂里啊，那永恒的城的一个国民啊。
Whereas the hope of the Jew is that they might enter the kingdom and live during the great millennial reign when Christ reigns over all the earth.
那犹太人呢，是他们最终作为一个国度，他们会以万国之首的角色进到千禧年，来等到了他们的弥赛亚，来成为地上的一个万国的之首。
Another distinction between the church and Israel is that all believers are priests in the church.
那还有一个区别呢，就是教会呢，所有的信徒都是祭司。
In 1 Peter, or 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书的二章。
And verse 5.
二章的五节。
Peter addresses all the pilgrims that are scattered abroad. He's talking about all the believers that includes all born again believers in the church.
所以彼得在这里讲到了所有的分散在各地的圣徒，所以这里就其实对应的就是今天所有的主里的基督徒。
And in verse 5, he says, you also as living stones are being built up as a spiritual house, a holy priesthood to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
彼得前书二章的五节，你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
So when you worship the Lord, you are worshiping in the office of a priest.
所以当你敬拜神的时候，其实你已经在一个祭司的职分上在敬拜神了。
That's exercising our spiritual priesthood.
你已经在完成或者操练你属灵祭司的这个职分，当你敬拜的时候。
Because in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 19 to 22, we read there that we can enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus. We are told to come boldly in another place.
所以希伯来书十章的十九节到二十节就讲到了这么一个事实，就是我们是可以因着耶稣的血坦然地进到至圣所，因为已经借着他呢开了一条又新又活的路啊，借着他的身体。
We don't need any earthly priest or pastor to come to God on our behalf. We can come directly to Him.
所以我们不需要任何中间阶层，教职阶层，或者说祭司阶层拦在我们跟神之间啊，我们可以任何一个得救重生得救的信徒。
And in verse 9 of chapter 2 in 1 Peter, we read there that we are also a royal priesthood.
那我们还是回到彼得前书的二章九节啊，那这里呢又讲到另外一个概念，彼得前书二章九节，我们是君尊的祭司。
And as a royal priesthood, this is different than going into the presence of the Lord. It's going out to the world and declaring the secrets of God and the redemption that is in Christ Jesus.
所以和圣洁的祭司相应的是我们到主面前去。那和君尊的祭司相应的是我们从主那边出来到世界去宣扬神的道。做神真理的美好见证，所以这个是我们在神面前的职分，祭司的职分，另外的一面。
In Israel, in contrast, the priests were all chosen from one tribe, one family of one tribe, and only one man could enter into the presence of God.And only on one day of the year.
所以相对应，我们来看以色列呢，那以色列呢，谁是祭司呢？只有一个支派的一个家族，他的后裔才是祭司。那第二呢，只有大祭司一个人能够在一年里面一天进到 圣至圣所里，这个都是和我们今天新约是全然不同的。
And the destiny of the church is that it's going to be taken home to heaven at the rapture. He's going to come and he's going to remove us all from the earth. And then we will return with Christ and reign with him over the earth during the millennium.
那教会的终点是哪里呢？教会的终点就是神呐，他要再回来啊。基督再回来把我们同一同带走回到天上所以教会是从天来的也要回到天上去然后我们再和基督呢在千禧年前呢再一同来在地上作王所以这个是一个教会的未来的终点
And when with the contrast there is that when the Lord comes to redeem Israelthey will be his earthly subject when he reigns upon the earth.
所以在以色列那里呢那主第二次再来呢他们是神在地上的子民所以一个是天上的要回到天上去一个是地上的还会在地上。
We also have in the New Testament,we've got a couple of pictures that are given to us that illustrate the difference between Israel and the church.
那我们可以看几个图像啊，来让我们更清楚的理解这以色列和教会的区别。
The first we find in Romans chapter 11.
你先看见的呢是罗马书的十一章。
Romans chapter 11. And you can read that chapter, verses 15 to 27. We don't have time this evening to read it, but you can make note of it. I'll just review it quickly.
我把经文先写给大家大家可以自己认真去读一下就是罗马书的11章的15节到27节很长的一段啊他今天也只够时间把它总结一下大家之后可以自己读15节罗马书11章15到
27 Israel was a natural branch growing in the you might sayin the root of Jehovah himself.
所以以色列呢是一个属肉体的一支哈是从耶和华的根所出来的你可以这么理解。
But because they didn't bring forth fruit, God cut them off, as the natural branch was cut off in judgment.
那这样自然的一枝就像一棵树啊从一个根耶和华的根出来自然的一枝呢因为它的悖逆呢它就被砍掉了所以砍掉了你可以理解成这个图像呢就是审判了。
That's the same as what we said earlier that at the present time, Israel has been set aside in the purposes of God as a nation.
所以在这他讲到被砍掉呢我们就可以把它完全对应到现在以色列在现在这个时代是暂时被神放到一边去了。
And then it talks about in this passage of the church that the Gentiles and Jews would be grafted into the root temporarily.
所以在这呢有一个新的也就是临时被接在上面啊就是原来的枝子折下来现在这个呢外邦的教会呢又被接在其中。
And then he says in verse 24, For if you were cut out of the olive tree which is wild by nature and were grafted contrary to nature into a cultivated olive tree, how much more will these who are natural branches be grafted into their own olive tree?
好我们终于看第24节啊罗马书11章24节。你呢也就是教会了。你是从那野天生的野橄榄树上砍下来的尚且逆着性子得接在好橄榄上 何况这本树的枝子要接在本树上呢？
See, he's talking to the wild olive branches were the Gentiles, because the church is made up mostly of Gentiles.
所以这种野橄榄就是什么？就是外邦人嘛。那我们知道教会呢，主体的成分是外邦人嘛。
And then, he says in verse 25, for I do not desire, brethren, that you should be ignorant of this mystery, lest you should be wise in your own opinion, that blindness in part is happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles has come in. And so all Israel will be saved.
11章25节，弟兄们，我不愿意你们不知道这奥秘，恐怕你们自以为聪明，就是以色列人有几分是硬心的。等到外邦人的数目添满了，以色列全家都要得救。
So in the olive tree, you see the Gentiles, the wild olive branches, being grafted in after the natural branches had cut off because they didn't bear fruit. And then the natural branches being grafted in after the Lord has had his purposes fulfilled in the church.
所以如果把这一大段呢，我们当作一个图像呢，你就能得出一个结论。原来以色列是那原来本树上的枝子，因着它不结果子，被神折下，然后呢，把外邦人这野橄榄接在上面，也就是教会外邦人的时间，外邦人的数目添满了之后呢，神会把原来的枝子再接回去，也就是以色列全家都会得救。所以这个是个很清楚的一个画面出来。
There's another picture too of the difference between the wife of Jehovah and the bride of the Lamb.
那还有一个很形象的图像啊，那我们刚才讲的是野橄榄这个枝子啊，那还有一个就是耶和华的妻子和基督的新娘。
That's an Old Testament picture that you see.
那耶和华的妻子呢，是一个旧约的图像啊，你会知道的。
Turn to Hosea chapter 2.
我们看以赛亚书的二章，何西阿书的二章，抱歉啊，旧约何西阿书的二章。
Hosea chapter 2 and verse 2.
二章二节。
Bring charges against your mother. Bring charges. For she is not my wife, nor am I her husband. Let her put away her harlotries from her sight and her adulteries from between her breasts, and so on.
那何西阿书二章二节，你们要与你们的母亲大大争辩，因为她不是我的妻子，我也不是她的丈夫，叫她除掉脸上的淫相和心间的淫态，等等等等，就下去了。
Because of their adulterous idolatry, Israel was divorced by God. Both Isaiah and Jeremiah write about that.
所以就是因为他们拜偶像啊，所以呢，以色列呢，他在这里被形象的比喻成与被神所休了啊，休妻啊，在何西阿书和耶利米书呢，都讲到了这个事实。
And at the present time, Israel is still divorced from Jehovah.
那在现在这个状态呢，今天呢，以色列依然还是这个状态，就是被神所休了。
Yet she's promised future restoration. Look in chapter 2 of Hosea again, starting to read at verse 14.
但同时呢，在福音在先知书里，神还讲到了最终他会把他再找回来啊，我们可以看何西阿书的同样一章二章十四节。
So there, it's a story there of Jehovah's luring her back to himself. When he returns, he's going to go into the wilderness and bring her back. And it says in verse 19, "I will betroth you to me forever." Yes. I will betroth you to me in righteousness and justice, in loving kindness and mercy. I will betroth you to me in faithfulness, and you shall know the Lord.
所以你会从二章和下书二章十四节往后看见，神会一样的用他的大能和慈爱，再把以色列带回来，一样归他，还是做妻子。我们看一下重点，看十九节，我必聘你永远归我为妻，以仁义公平慈爱怜悯聘你归我，也以诚实聘你归我，你就必认识我耶和华。
That's the relationship that Jehovah wants to have with his earthly people Israel.
所以耶和华神呢，他最终还是会要再把这他地上的子民呢再召回来，还是属他。
Now, in contrast, the picture of the church as the bride of the Lamb is entirely different.
那相对应呢，那教会基督的新娘这个图像啊是全然不同的。
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 2.
我们看哥林多后书十一章的二节。
Paul writing to the Corinthians, probably the most fleshly and carnal church in the New Testament.
这时候呢，保罗写的教会的对象是哥林多教会。哥林多教会也许是新约诸教会里啊，最最属肉体啊，属肉体的一群的基督徒了。
In that verse, she's likened to a chaste virgin.
然后呢，他还是想要就把他当作贞洁的童女啊，要献给基督。
Engaged to Christ.
对，献给基督。
And soon to be married after the rapture, when the bride is carried off into heaven, then there will be the marriage of the Lamb.
We read about.他们会在被提之后，也包括哥林多教会，所有的诸教会在被提之后，我们都会一同的在天上基督的婚宴里啊，归于基督。
In Revelation chapter 19, verses 7 and 8, we read there.
那启示录的十九章七节到八节，我们可以看见。
Revelation chapter 19 and verse 7. Just read verse 7. Let us be glad and rejoice and give him glory, for the marriage of the Lamb has come and his wife has made herself ready.
启示录十九章七节，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好。
Now there are many other contrasts between the church and Israel, but this is, should be sufficient to show that the church occupies a unique place in the plans of God and in his purposes, and they mustn't be confused with Israel.
所以教会和以色列有诸多的区别。今天我们所列举的应该足够让大家建立这个概念，就是教会在神的大的计划里有一个很特别的位置，它是和以色列截然不同的一个位置。
And there are a number of passages in the New Testament that are written for the Jew, such as Matthew chapter 24 and Matthew chapter 25.
但是同样呢，在新约呢，有一系列的经文呢，其实是专门对以色列人、对犹太人讲的。很特别经典的例子呢，就是马太福音的24章和25章。
And often Christians get that mixed up and get confused and apply it to the church.
那有时候呢，我们基督徒呢会把这两章呢变得很糊涂，会把它按字面应用在教会身上。
Matthew chapter 24 in particular talks about those that are in Judea, talks about the synagogues and on the Sabbath day, which was never given to the church.
比方说马太24章讲到了那些在犹大地的，讲到了会堂，讲到了安息日，这些从来都没有给过犹太啊，给过教会。
The Lord taught that sermon of the on the Olivet discourse rather. He taught that it was to his disciples before the cross.
所以他是给到了他的通过他的门徒啊，给到教会啊，在十字架上。
And they were asking specific questions concerning the future of the nation of Israel and the temple.
因为门徒们问他关乎以色列和圣殿的这些真理。
But you contrast the Olivet discourse with the private discourse that the Lord gave in John's chapters 13 to 16, where he instructs his disciples as to the future, their future on earth. There's a difference.
可以做一个对比啊，就是把橄榄山上啊，他问门徒们问他关于圣殿，关于以色列的未来的这样的一番对话，耶稣的回答也是马太福音24-25章，把这个呢和约翰福音啊13-14, 15-16啊一长串的在最后晚餐的那个房间，耶稣受难前最后对门徒对教会未来进教会的门徒这些人的叮嘱啊，把这两段话你做个对比，你就能知道以色列和教会的未来的区别是什么。
那If the passage refers to the day of the Lord, you can be sure that that passage is referring to the last days and Israel.
那有一个很好的方式来判别啊，就如果一段的经文是讲到了主的日子，耶和华的日子，那这段呢，就是指向犹太人的，就是指向最后大灾难时期的。这个就跟教会没关系。
If on the other hand, you come to references of the day of Christ, that has references to the coming of the Lord for his church in the air.
那要讲到呢基督的日子啊，或者主耶稣基督的日子，那这个呢就是耶稣第二次再来最早的一个阶段，他要先把教会提走啊，这个是跟我们有关系的。
So we've seen the difference. We need to rightly divide the word of truth.
所以我们会看见这个是一个对比啊，是非常清晰的分开啊，就是在神的真理里啊，这两个是非常清楚要分开的。就教会以色列是以色列的。
As we approach the prophetic scriptures, and especially the coming of the Lord and the various phases of the coming of the Lord, we've seen now two great principles of interpretation that we will follow.
所以现在呢，我们总结一下，就我们要来查考这末世真理的时候呢，我们已经建立了两个很重要的原则。
The first is we'll take all those prophecies literally, except when they're in symbols.Or they use other figures of speech, which is normal for normal language.
那除非呢，第一个原则就是除非很明确他是在用比喻和象征的方式在说，否则呢，我们就用字面的意思来理解。
We'll try as best we can not to spiritualize things away, but look at them as being literally fulfilled as they were.The promises were when the Lord Jesus came the first time.
我们会尽力呢，不用一些灵异的方式来解这个未来的预言，而是呢，按照字面的意思，来看他到底在说什么。
And the second principle we looked at tonight is to keep separate God's plans for the Jew, God's plans for the Gentile, and His plans for the church of God.
第二个原则也就是今天我们想详细讲的，我们要把神对外邦人的计划，也就是对教会的计划，和神对犹太人的计划分开来。
If we keep these three categories distinct, then it should lead us away from confusion in interpreting the prophetic scripture.
只要我们把外邦人、犹太人和教会这个概念分清楚，我们在理解预言的真理上呢，就不至于混乱。
Next week, we'd like to look at some prophecies in the book of Daniel.
那下一周呢，我们会开始看但以理书的一些预言。
The book of Daniel holds the key to the prophetic scriptures.
Sorry?
The book of Daniel holds the key to understanding the prophetic scriptures.
但以理书呢是了解未来预言的一个关键。
Mr. Summers, would you just close us in a word of prayer, give us a word?
Harold 弟兄带我们做一个结束的祷告。
Yes. We've heard a clear distinction this evening between the church and Israel. And I guess we're all very encouraged that we have a special place in the mind of God, in spite of the fact that we are not Jewish.
那我们很高兴今天我们得到了一个很重要的真理啊，就是我们和以色列的区别，即便我们不是犹太人，我们还是在神的大计划里有特别的位置。
There are two programs, one for us, one for them, and we have a marvelous future, a marvelous present, but a marvelous future because we are in the church of God.
那我们有一个非常好的未来，因为我们是神的教会。有神对我们有非常美好的旨意。
It is true that our hope is that we might be able to rightly divide the word of truth. We want to make sure what our position is before the Lord.
所以我们要很清楚地分开我们在主面前的地位是什么，不要和犹太人的混起来。
And we're especially thankful that the hope that we have as Christians is we get to go to heaven in the rapture, but the people Israel, because of their rejection of the Lord, they will have a time of great trouble. We are so thankful that our Lord has delivered us from that trouble.
那我们如此的感恩呢，因为我们的信心啊，神会把教会呢在大灾难之前被提啊。那犹太人呢，因为他们拒绝了耶稣基督做王啊，所以他们会经历一个极大的灾难的时间啊。那我们为此
，So we're happy that we got to be together tonight, and we're looking forward to more of the truth in future Friday evenings.
那我们今天呢，就先停在这儿。那我们未来会学习，在未来的周五学习更多的真理。
So let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, we are thankful that the love of the Lord Jesus Christ came to us.
主啊，我们如此感恩，因为主耶稣基督的爱来到我们中间。
And we're thankful for the wonderful promises that lie before us. Our prayer, Lord, is that we will walk with the Savior now in order to be glorified with him in the days that lie ahead.
主啊，我们要感恩，就是主，会在我们要来的未来要来的日子上，大大的祝福我们。
So Lord, thank you for teaching us this evening.
主啊，谢谢您，教导我们今晚。
And we pray as we would live your truth this week that your blessing will be upon us, but that you will bring us back together again next week for more of these studies.
主啊，求您祝福我们今天，也使我们在下周继续的学习您的真理，
也把我们继续带回来。
Mostly, Lord, we want to thank you again for the Lord Jesus Christ and his great love for us on the cross to bring us to himself and to the blessing of God.
主啊，我们再一次感谢您，为了耶稣基督的救恩，能把我们带到教会，为了您的名。
So we give thanks now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们再一次感恩，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you. Thank you, Eric.
Thank you all.
Thank you, Harold.